Walker says he'll make about 100 changes to the state budget with his veto power. Those changes include eliminating a major budget priority for Assembly Republicans. That budget item, which was approved by lawmakers, would have lifted revenue limits for low-spending school districts across Wisconsin. Assembly Republicans had pushed for that, saying it would make school spending more equal. Walker says he vetoed it because it could have raised property taxes without voter input. The governor also plans to restore the working families tax credit, which Republican lawmakers said was rarely used. Walker will also veto a $2.5 million study on tolling in Wisconsin, eliminate language that limited local regulation of quarries, and move up the repeal of the prevailing wage on state construction projects. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.